You know what I need more of in Minecraft? Killing strangers!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Manpacks, manly goods on a schedule. Get started today and have underwear, socks, toiletries, shaving supplies, and more delivered to your door. Visit manpacks.com/twit and get $10 off your first order of $30 or more, or you could buy a $50 gift card for $40. Hello and welcome to ONG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that teaches you all the things you need to know to become a Minecraft expert. Every once in a while, I like showing off servers. Setting up a server can be confusing, and there are a few risks if you do it wrong, like your whole world getting destroyed by griefers or something like that. Today is a network that's been around for a long time and has evolved over its lifetime. The Overcast Network, or OC.TC, is a great place with multiple different variants in game modes and also abilities to track your progress as you continue through your adventures in PvP Minecraft. Here we are in the lobby of the Overcast Network. T2 is hanging out with us. You join the server by going to us.oc.tc. What? That was insane. Okay, so you join the lobby by going to us.oc.tc, and you have a few different areas to connect to. Either Project Ares, you have the Ghost Squadron over here, and Blitz. You also have this secret area that we don't know about yet. Each of these can be joined by going in through this nether portal here underneath each of the signs, or you have books in your inventory that you can select and click. Let's go ahead and choose Project Ares. And I'm going to go ahead and choose Alpha. Now, you are also greeted with another selection screen. Either you can jump to one of the other game types, you can check out the how-to guide, currently we are in the team selection. So you can choose either the blue team or the red team. You can close this window. I'm going to go ahead and choose auto-join here, and it's going to place me on a team. Now, it looks like I'm already getting attacked, attack, attack. So this is, woohoo, yeah, that's right. This is a PvP network, so every single game type that you join and every single server, I guess I didn't even check which team I'm on. I'm a bad teammate. Every single server is very PvP focused. So, come on here. So no matter what thing you join, you're going to be fighting lots and lots of people. One of the things that I really like about this is one, instant respawn. So if I screw up and die, I am instantly teleported to somewhere else and can go on and fight. They also give you items right in the beginning in most maps, so it makes things very fast. What happens is this map will run for an extended period of time, usually a bunch of minutes, like say 15 minutes, and then the game will be over, and the team with the highest score wins, and then a new map is generated. It's not generated, but chosen. So all of these handcrafted maps, you can play multiple different versions. Let's get this guy off into the water here. Let's see if we can make the jump. Yes, we can. Awesome. So this is what OCTC is all about, is jumping in on a random server with random players and just playing through some PvP. And currently, I think you're on my team. I keep forgetting which team I'm on. I'm a really bad team member, guys. I'm in the middle of hosting a show. I'm really sorry about that. So jumping in, playing with strangers, getting your PvP on is what OCTC is all about. So along with Project Ares, there's two other game types that we haven't gotten to yet. But before we do, let me tell you about Manpacks. Manpacks is an awesome service for guys. As a guy, there's always basic stuff that I am always forgetting to buy until it is too late. guys don't have to ever shop for manly basics again. Now there is Manpacks. Join thousands of men who have already signed up. You can either update your next pack with stuff that's really cool on their website, or just wait every 3 months and your offer is just delivered to you. It's like Christmas. Now, there are two exclusive offers for TWIT listeners. So go and visit manpacks.com/TWIT, and either you can get $10 off your first order of $30 or more, or if you have a guy in your life that you would like to buy this for, buy a $50 gift card for $40. So head on over to manpacks.com/TWIT and get started today. And we thank Manpacks for their support of OMG Craft. Okay, so let's go ahead and try out Blitz and Ghost Squadron. So in the Blitz rounds, these are very, very similar to the Ares rounds, but you only have one life and the rounds only last for 6 minutes. Okay, so we're probably going to die here pretty quick. Yep, and that was a one-shot kill with that sword that they had. So obviously Blitz rounds are much, much, much faster than the Ares rounds. So once you're done, you kind of check out which servers are running. If a game is running, you can't join in the middle, so you have to wait until one of these turns to started. But instead of doing that, because it's so similar to Ares, let's go ahead and try out Ghost Squadron. Ghost Squadron is an interesting concept because everyone when you start is invisible. See these slightly non-invisible players right here? Well, these are my team. And we have to try to find the other team using telltale signs that they may be around. This map in particular is difficult because of all of these snow particles. But as you can see by someone who has spawned all these mobs, there's a player that is attracting all of them somewhere in here. Our own player is over there. Let me see if I can find someone on the other team here. Now I'm going to, oh, see how he has something stuck in his head there? Teacher's on our team, I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, he wasn't. LOL. sorry, T2. Now, see this pressure plate? If that gets depressed, then you know that someone is around. If, like me, I'm carrying this bow, that would be an easy way to tell that I was on the opposite side. It looks like there's someone right there with that... See that orb that's floating around? Let's shoot at him and see. Maybe that's just a game glitch. Yeah, I'm gonna chalk that one up to a game glitch here. So let's find. We have one more player to find. And there's other telltale signs, like if you sprint, particles behind you will arrive. See, like that guy's sprinting right now. He's on our team, so we know that he's fine. And see, there he is. At least I have some arrows, so my other teammate... Oops, I fell off here. At least I helped my other teammate by attaching arrows to his head. And so now the other teammate should be able to find him, hopefully. It looks like the last battle here is going out. Come on, you can do it! You can do it! Anyway, we'll just let this one play out. There's a few other things that the Overcast Network allows, like premium membership, which will allow you to get extra classes on the Ghost Squadron and things like that. So if you want to, you can sign up for that. But finally, I want to show you one of my favorite things, which is statistics. If you head on over to OCTC and then add your username to the end of the URL, so let me do OMG Chad. You can see statistics of yourself. You can see I have 4 friends, I have 48 kills and 48 deaths, so a perfect 1.0 kill-death ratio. You can see stats from previous rounds, how many times I've played Blitz or Ghost Squadron, how many times I've played Ares, PvP encounters, objectives for myself, and infractions if I have caused any problems. Let me just go show what it would look like if I had caused problems. This guy, A-Dog, has been permanently banned from the server, so you can see those infractions over here. But he actually played a lot more than me. His kill-death ratio wasn't as good. But this is nice to keep score over everything over the lifetime of your PvP battles. So that is the Overcast Network. Head on over to oc.tc if you want to check out their website, or join us.oc.tc to get your PvP on. If you have any tips or suggestions, feel free to send us some email. Feedback is also encouraged. Send that mail over to mail@omgcraft.com. We're also on Twitter, so follow us at omgcraftshow. And be sure to subscribe. Head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft. And you can find links for iTunes and YouTube and all of our episodes all the way back to episode 1. Thank you so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. See you next time.